Conference Station ID. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Back here at Dover, Delaware, getting ready to restart the Bet Rivers 200 for the Xfinity Series. They'll restart with 21 to go. Carson Quapple, making just his second Xfinity Series start, is on the inside of row one, right beside Austin Hill. Hill, the control car, as they get into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out. Quapple's getting a push from teammate Sam Mayer, but Hill is able to hold on to the lead.
Austin Hill jumps out in front of the pack. Sheldon Creed goes with him. Carson Quapple kind of stuck in that third spot, racing side by side with Taylor Gray. Down a backstretch they come. Out in front. Big Country's got them in the wind now. Down into turns three and four. It's Austin Hill leading the way.
20 laps to go here at Dover. Austin Hill is the race leader. Sheldon Creed in second. A battle for third is shaping up now as Taylor Gray is moving to the outside of Carson Quapple. That is a fierce fight for the third spot now. Quapple has it. Gray putting on the heat.
Quapple got that position. Slide him up into that third spot. Taylor Gray still looking for trying to get around that 80 car down to the bottom of the racetrack. Sam Mayer is there, and right behind him, Ryan Truex.
Cole Custer has climbed back to 11th, trying to get a twofer, passing Anthony Alfredo and Jeb Burton on the front straightaway. He'll do it. He moves up to 9th.
Well, he's kind of stuck in that group that right now. Three wide, they race off of turn number two right now, and he tries to get that position. He'll move up some more, give some more back to the double zero.
Cole Custer is a driver in a hurry. He has moved up to the 8th spot. He was 15th on the restart. He'll go after A.J. Allmendinger the next time. Meanwhile, it's Austin Hill still leading by about 6 car lengths over second place Creed.
Yeah, and Creed is trying to close that gap right now. Into turn number 3 they go. Call it about 4 or 5 car lengths. Meanwhile, Ryan Truex now dispensing with the 19th of Taylor Gray. Move him up to the 4th spot.
We have 17 laps to go in this race. Taylor Gray now has his hands full with Sam Maris. They climb the banking in turn 2.
Sam Mayer looks underneath. Taylor Gray will try to slide down at the bottom of the racetrack. They get so close underneath the pedestrian bridge. Taylor Gray bounces off the wall, holds on to the race car. No caution. Well, now we do get a caution flag as Taylor Gray bounces off the wall down the backstretch, and that brings out the caution flag.
Caution flag number 7 today as Taylor Gray had a hard lick over there on the backstretch wall but kept the car going straight. This should be a fairly short caution. The question is, can you get the race going before this impending rain actually gets here?
So we have 16 to go as they take the yellow flag. Again, Cole Custer has moved up to the 8th spot. And Custer, again, a guy who has dominated a good portion of this race today, has led 95 laps to be exact, had to give it up because of pit strategy, and right now has worked his way back to 8th. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Taylor Gray is now stopped on pit road, but the team has instructed him to turn off the engine. A lot of smoke bellowing from underneath that. They have not taken any of the tires off, but the radiator, they just reported on the radio that the radiator is done. There's a lot of fluid coming out of the race car, so it sounds like Taylor Gray's day will come to an end.
Also, very heavy damage on the right front of that race car, so a tough break for the rookie Taylor Gray, who's had an outstanding run today in that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. So it's Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, Carson Quapple, Ryan Truex, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, our top 6, the rest of our current top 10, A.J. Allmendinger, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and Justin Allgaier has jumped up to 10th in a real hurry, too, so he and Custer could be chasing each other towards the front.
A couple of those guys that took the fuel gamble and stayed out now have made up a lot of ground, but they've gotten exactly what they had to have, Mark, and that is a couple of cautions. If they get one more, this thing could be really interesting, and who knows, they may be able to pull the bacon out of the fire. I feel for Taylor Gray. He was kind of in the same situation that Ryan Truex was in last year. Truex came up here. He had a 10-race deal with Gibbs. He kept wanting to pay that off. He finally won one. He hasn't been able to really go to the pay window, though, and turn that into a big-time deal. Taylor Gray was going to have a good finish today, except for this late race incident that's going to cost him any kind of finish at all.
Doug, at this point, the race now moving in a direction that Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier need it, right? You run a few laps under green, they pick up 3 or 4 spots. You have a yellow, the field tightens up, you grab 3 or 4 more, And I still am not sure there's enough time for them, but they're going to make this thing interesting at the end after, again, because of pit strategy, they had to give up the lead. They were the two cars, the two leaders that stayed out when it looked like it was going to rain and everybody else pitted.
This restart's going to look like whack-a-mole. Everybody's going to be trying to get what they can, and that's going to be your... The first two laps on this restart will be the opportunity for those guys to try to pick up some cheap real estate, talking about Cole Custer. Also, Chandler Smith, Mark, he's been running well all day long. He's right in there with them. It's Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and then Allgaier of that group that looked like they had played themselves out by staying out on the racetrack. We're going to start probably restart with somewhere around 11 laps to go.
Sheldon Creed in the second spot. Doug looking for that first Xfinity Series win. This is his 80th career start today, and he's come close. He's been the runner-up 8 times, still looking for that first checkered flag.
I tell you, though, Austin Hill, they have fast cars at RCR, at least on the Xfinity Series. That cat's going to be tough to pass out there. Let's go down to Wendy.
Carson Quapel, I almost caught myself, Travis Quapel. Carson Quapel in third. He finished third yesterday in the ARCA race. On the radio just now during this caution break, they said remember the restarts from yesterday. So he's going back in his memory bank from what he learned in the ARCA race yesterday. Now, they're talking about which lane they're going to choose depending on where Austin Hill goes. As Austin Hill takes the outside, Carson Quapel would like to take the outside right behind Hill. That's something they're communicating. But here's the good part. What I can witness and from what I've seen this weekend, I should say, with Carson Quapel, he's taking every lap he's taken here at Dover Motor Speedway and putting it to work when it matters the most. 13 laps to go in the third position. Keep in mind, he finished fourth at Martinsville in his first outing. What a showing for Travis Quapel and Junior Motorsports.
Yeah, Carson doing an awfully good job today. Again, his first Xfinity Series start, he finished fourth at Martinsville, threatening to do even better than that today, currently riding in the third spot. And Doug, that's one of the things I really like about what Dale Jr. and Junior Motorsports does. They give some guys chances that, you know, don't normally get chances like this. And, you know, like Bubba Pollard, ran him at Richmond, did a great job. And again, just giving a lot of these short track racers a chance to race big time in good equipment and show what they really can do.
It'll be one to go when they get here. It means that they will restart this race with 11 laps remaining, because it's 13 to go. It'll be 12 when they come to the line. When they take the green flag to restart the Bet Rivers 200, it will be 11 laps to go. Here's how the field stacks up. We've got time to give you the rundown. Austin Hill is the race leader. Sheldon Creed is second. Third, Travis Carson Quapel, and fourth is Ryan Truex. Sam Mayer is fifth. Sixth is Riley Herbst. A.J. Allmendinger is seventh. Cole Custer, eighth. Ninth is Chandler Smith. And Justin Allgaier is tenth.
Anthony Alfredo still in the mix for the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. $100,000 bonus is 11th. 12th is Jeb Burton. Kyle Weatherman, strong all day. He's 13th. Parker Retzloff is 14th. 15th, Daniel Dye. The rest of the top 20, Parker Kligerman, Kyle Sieg, Ryan Ellis, Jeremy Clements, and the last car on the lead lap, Brandon Jones.
Brandon Poole is going to be 21st, 22nd. Sammy Smith, Leland Honeyman, 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen, one lap down in 24th. Minus two, Jesse Love, Josh Williams, 26th. 27th is going to be Caden Honeycutt, David Starr, 28th. 29th, Patrick Emerling. Dawson Cram is minus three laps in 30th.
The rest of the field is Tanner Gray being scored out in 31st, then Garrett Smithley, Haley Deegan, Matt DiBenedetto, Corey Heim, 35th, Blaine Perkins, 36th, Ryan Sieg, and J.J. Yeley, 37th and 38th. As we get set to restart this race, there's going to be 11 laps to go. Pace car with Jason Brownlow at the controls heads on to pit lane. From the outside, Austin Hill will lead Sheldon Creed into the Geico restart zone for what could be the final restart in this race this afternoon. Green flag is out. Creed gets a good jump. He's door-to-door with Hill in turn number one.
And he's got his hands full right now, door-to-door as well, as they work their way off of turn number two, side-by-side. Sheldon Creed still looking for that first-ever win in his career, going door-to-door with the 21 of Austin Hill. Here's Creed to the lead.
10 laps to go. Sheldon Creed on the point by a half a car length over Austin Hill. Riding in third is going to be Carson Quapel, but he gets a nudge that time from Ryan Truex.
Austin Hill closes it down to a car length. Now he's right alongside the leader. Austin Hill wants that lead back. He'll take it away from Creed. Bottom of the racetrack goes Austin Hill. Creed not giving it up yet. Driving hard into the corner. They stay door to door off of turn four.
As they exit the corner, come down to the stripe, only nine to go. They nearly touch again. It is Creed with a slight advantage on the outside. Hill again draws even in turn number one.
Carson Quapel is right there. If anybody moves, he's going to challenge for the lead. Quapel going to the bottom of the racetrack now. He rides in that third spot. Door to door up front. Austin Hill wiggles just a little bit. Creed's going to get an advantage off four.
What a great battle between some guys that have got real history in Hill and the battle right now is enjoined again. Here goes Quapel. He dives to the inside. Momentarily the race leader.
Three Quapel. Wide, and Quapel has got the lead off of turn number two. Carson Quapel challenges down the backstretch here in the number 88. Has got that lead. Austin Hill right there with him as they race off of turn four. Quapel with the lead.
Sheldon Creed begins to fade just a bit. He's fallen back to the fourth spot. Here's Ryan Truex now. He's third and on the move.
Truex trying to work his way underneath at the bottom of the racetrack. Got Sam Mayer there to deal with. Up front, though, a half a car length separate Carson Quapel in the lead from Austin Hill into turn three. Bottom of the racetrack they go. That bright blue 88 leads the way all four.
Half dozen laps to go for Carson Quapel as he
trouble.
Leads.
Riley Hurst goes around over here right past the Geico restart zone. Comes to a rest. Cars scrambling. Everybody trying to get out of the way. And then another couple of cars get into it. A big pileup on the front stretch.
Kyle Sieg is involved in that. Also, the car of Sammy Smith gets all used up. A big wreck along the front stretch here. All when Riley Herbst got sideways and backed up the field. And you sort of felt like that was inevitable.
Doug, now we have, they crossed the line, six to go. There'll be five when they come back across the stripe. It'll be difficult to get this race restarted. A heavy damage to the Sammy Smith Pilot Flying J Chevy right here in front of us. The hood is snapped up over the windshield, so Smith cannot even see right now. The safety crew is going to work there. And, Doug, that may have turned the $100,000 bonus for the Xfinity Dash for Cash over to Anthony Alfredo. Alfredo running in the 10th spot after Riley Herbst had problems here in turn number four. And this yellow flag has put Carson Quapel now really in the driver's seat.
I'm curious if NASCAR will red flag this or will they just ride this out under the yellow, because it's going to take a while to clear all these cars off the front stretch. So let's see how NASCAR plays that. And you're right, Mark. Riley Herbst now, his car is all chewed up. So Anthony Alfredo, just by maybe finishing this race, will inherit this, because Ryan Sieg is already out of the event. Jesse Love was lapped down. Let's see where he is being scored now.
Jesse Love is two laps down in 24th.
So he's not in play. Anthony Alfredo may wind up inheriting a $100,000 present here, because that car of Riley Herbst is pretty chewed up.
Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Herbst has already come to a stop at his pit stall. They got the saws out on the left front nose, and you can see the piping up underneath there, and they are absolutely trying to saw away as much of that nose as they possibly can. And they're asking on the radio right now, saying, can we make a lap? They're trying to stay on the lead lap is what they're trying to do until he heads back out, and they should get off the pit road before the pace car gets by. So they're going to try to stay on the lead lap, bring him back in again. They did get the right side tires changed, so they'll bring him back in and then continue to do some work on the body of this car.
So he was in a battle for the eighth spot with Justin Allgaier. Allgaier to his inside. They made slight contact as they worked their way through turns three and four. And this, again, as we've talked about, is a self-cleaning racetrack. So Herbst's car came down. Kyle Sieg got a piece of it. Sammy Smith just nowhere to go. And we're watching the replay of a very bold three-wide move by Carson Quapel to take the lead. Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed battling side-by-side for the lead, and Quapel said, hey, you left the door open on the inside. Let's make it three wide.
I think he absolutely ambushed them, Mark. He caught them by surprise. He caught them napping, battling with each other, dove underneath them, and made the pass to take the lead. Now the pace car is doing what they call, he's dragging his feet. They are going at 20 miles an hour around this racetrack here, trying to stretch this out to maybe get a green, white, checkered finish here. And it looks like we're going to NASCAR overtime already now.
So they are working again to clean up the area here on the front stretch. They put down some Speedy Dry. They've got the Elgin brush truck, vacuum truck out there right now, sucking up that Speedy Dry, so we'll be able to go back to racing here pretty quickly. And it is out of the racing groove, and so at least we say it's out of the racing groove.
You don't know.
You never know.
The way they've been going out of here today, this has been an entertaining and kind of crazy race to watch. We may have a first-time winner here today. I said coming into this race, 23 drivers were in this race that had never won. That may change if Carson Quapel can hang on here and win this. Everybody else, Sheldon Creed has never won one of these either, and he is in fourth right now. So I think the charge of Custer and Allgaier kind of died off there, Mark. They picked up what they could really quick, and it sort of leveled out for them.
Well, Doug Custer is currently listed sixth, so he is going to start probably somewhere in the first three rows, depending on how they do the choose deal. But I got to believe he'll try to get up there to the front. And again, if Quapel and Austin Hill get duking it out, just like it opened the door for Quapel, it could open the door for somebody else.
Pit Road is going to be open for a quickie yellow. The definition of that is all cars can come to Pit Road, whether they are on the lead lap or not. I can promise you none of these front cars are going to take advantage of this right now. As we're going into NASCAR overtime, we have had 8 cautions today for almost 25% of the race. 52 laps have been run under the yellow. Some of that was brought about by some light rain that we had that has stretched out our day here at Dover and sent us well past what our prescribed end time was. It's been an exciting race. I thought that Riley Herbst was going to get out of that unscathed. He slid sideways for probably 100 feet until Kyle Sieg tried to move out of the way, couldn't quite clear him, and that clipped the nose off of the Herbst machine.
So, Carson Quapel, Doug, a 4-time winner on the Cars Pro Late Model Tour. He's also won a couple of late model races on the Late Model Stock Tour that they have, 2 different tours there. So he's a 6-time winner over there in one of the top short track series in the country, trying to amp it up just a little bit by winning his first career Xfinity Series race and only his second start.
All right, remember that NASCAR overtime, it's a fairly easy proposition. It is scheduled for 2 laps. It is green, white, checkered. If there is a yellow flag during the first lap, before the leader comes back and takes the white flag, you re-rack it and start all over again. Once the leader takes the white flag at the start-finish line, the next flag, whether it's a yellow or a checkered, ends the race effectively. We saw that play out at Texas Motor Speedway in the Cup race, and where Chase Elliott got the win. He's probably going to get it anyway, but the minute that yellow flag fell, that race was done.
Just saying, there's no rule against more than one overtime.
Usually they add up. They run in packs, it seems like.
They're like. Absolutely.
They're like teenagers. There's usually groups of them. So we'll watch it. The pit road open there for that quickie yellow, and now everybody getting situated right now. And this should be the choose line lap for these teams. It'll be one to go. This is your lap to choose and see where you want to restart this race. Carson Quapel, can he do it in just his second NASCAR Xfinity Series race? He's in good shape.
I tell you what, Doug, that was a very bold, veteran-like move that Carson Quapel. He didn't hesitate. Those two guys, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, concentrating on each other so much, they forgot about Quapel. He made them pay. He has chosen the outside of row number one to restart this race. Hill to the inside. In row two, inside Creed. Truex outside. Row three, Custer inside. Sam Mayer on the outside. Row four, Chandler Smith inside. Justin Allgaier outside. Ninth, inside of row five, Anthony Alfredo to his outside, Kyle Weatherman.
Pat Patterson, we could have a first-time winner, or we could have a guy win his third race, or maybe somebody else besides Carson Quapel and Austin Hill decide this event.
Seems like every time we come to the Monster Mile, it comes down to these last few laps and seeing who can get the best position on this restart. No doubt about it, Carson Quapel has done a great job today. That man on his inside on this front row, Austin Hill, ain't about to give no trophies away today as the pace car has hit the pit road, and we're about to settle this in NASCAR overtime.
2 laps to go as they come back to the start-finish line. Travis Quapel is the commander. man car. He is on the outside to his inside. Austin Hill, green flag is in the air. Hill down into turn one, keeps his line to the inside. Quapple battles back to the outside. They run up the racetrack together. Hill gets sideways. He'll spin down to the bottom of the racetrack. Other cars trying to avoid him, and NASCAR will throw the yellow flag. Quapple will stay in the lead, and Austin Hill's chance to win disappears.
Wow, we are going to another overtime, and as they come across the stripe, Quapple, Ryan Truex, who has not led a lap today, is now in the second spot. Sam Mayer third, Cole Custer fourth, Sheldon Creed fifth, sixth, Justin Allgaier.
And that was just a racing incident. They're racing hard. Hill breaks loose going into the turn. Luckily, doesn't pile up a bunch of cars, but it's enough to bring out the yellow.
Doug, Carson Quapple kept him pinned on the inside, and Hill had to turn that car a little tighter than he wanted. And again, give Austin Hill credit. He didn't chase the car up the racetrack and bounce off Quapple, trying to stay off him. That's when the car got away, and the victory got away from Austin Hill.
So they'll set them back up again, and we'll try this one more time. As we said, a lot of times these green, white checkers travel in packs. That's the first one here today with a little bit of drama involved here. It'll be Carson Quapple on the point. Ryan Truex, a one-time winner, will start next to him in row one, and then it's going to get really interesting. You've got another Dale Earnhardt Jr. car there, and the fact that Sam Mayer is going to get into the mix here. And then the first car from Joe Gibbs Racing in Creed is also up there in the 18 machine.
Yep, so you've got, you know, Truex leading the Toyota Brigade there with Creed. Also Chandler Smith in seventh, so Joe Gibbs Racing has three cars up there right now.
So does Junior Motorsports, yeah. Mark. They've got Quapple, Mayer, who is riding in the third spot right now, and Justin Allgaier in the sixth spot.
And I was going to say, Doug, here's the interesting thing for Ryan Truex. Doug, this is the first time all day that he's smelled any clean air.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's been in the pack all day. So who knows, you know, what he has. We've not maybe seen the top speed out of the Ryan Truex Toyota today, and we may be about to find it right now. But look, this is testimony to just keeping your nose clean and hanging in there. And holy smokes, now could it come down to Quapple and Truex?
I love what I'm seeing in the fact, Mark, that everybody here is standing. They all bought a seat. They're not using them because they're going to stand up to watch the finish because they know what we're liable to get in for here, as NASCAR now will let them re-rack one more time. I think Shane Van Gisbergen will come around, and he will get back on the lead lap. He'll be in the 20th position, the last car on the lead lap, and we'll restart here as the field comes back down through the start-finish line. Lights are still on the Mustang pace car here at Dover, and they don't have lights here, by the way, so there is not an infinite number of these restarts that we can have.
And it's kind of a dreary, kind of gray day here in Delaware, so we're still a long way from sunset, only we don't see the sun. We can't see it. We haven't seen it just about all day.
No, that's not been a factor in this race. But, Mark, it's been a lot of fun. And we've had comers and goers, and we've had favorites look like they were going to win. And now the long shot of Carson Quapple out there, can he do this? Can it be his day to come up and shock everybody in just his second Xfinity start?
Doug, it's amazing to me how much of a veteran he's looked like late in this race. He made the bold move to take the lead. On that restart, he didn't allow Austin Hill to muscle him up the racetrack. He held his ground, forced Hill to kind of turn, get a little bit tighter radius in the corner, forcing his car to spin. But that's a veteran move right there. He was not going to let him. All Austin Hill needed to do was get Quapple up the track, maybe a couple of feet, to get the lead. Quapple did not allow it, hung there tough, and we'll have to see how this plays out. And again, Ryan Truex, Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer. This is a guy who led 95 laps, stayed on the racetrack because they thought they were going to get rain. It didn't happen. He goes back, restarts the race 18th with about 25 to go, and here he is now still in the mix.
And you got Allgaier in the mix here, too. I think anyone in the front three rows here, as the teams will get to choose this time, which means next time again, we'll try it all again as we've racked up already 204 laps completed.
Lights are still on the pace car, Doug. It looks like NASCAR has decided one more before they do the choose. All of these cars, Doug, are great shape fuel-wise. Again, because most of them pitted late in this event, all of them actually have, so fuel is not an issue at this point, or shouldn't be, unless we go another two or three overtimes.
Yeah, we have a few more of these. Who knows what might happen here. Austin Hill spun, brought out the latest yellow flag. We have had 9 cautions here today for 58 laps. Like I said, 25% of this race has been under the yellow, but it's odd because we also had 2 big stretches where it looked like we were going to have green flag pit stops.
At one point, we thought, you know, hey, Cole Custer's cruising out front. We'll have a final green flag pit stop, yada, yada, yada. Cole Custer wins again here at Dover. Didn't work out that way.
We'll see how all this plays out. Pat, this one's had no shortage of drama today, bud.
No, it's been a really interesting race between the weather, between this racetrack. You know, with all of the excitement we've had and some different times that we thought we were about to give this race to this guy or that guy. And I mean, it's been incredible. And now to see the 88 up there battling for a win and Truex with another opportunity to win. I mean, you got your money's worth and a whole lot more. We're getting ready to maybe see some more action before it's over with.
So they are choosing Ryan Truex inside of row 1. The leader, Travis Quapel, goes outside. Inside row 2, Sheldon Creed. Outside, Sam Mayer. Inside of row 3, Justin Allgaier. Cole Custer outside. Inside of row number 4, Anthony Alfredo. Then to his outside, Chandler Smith. Jeb Burton, Kyle Weatherman make up row number 5.
So that's the way the top 5 rows will stack up in the top 10. Get ready to tackle the second round of NASCAR Overtime here today in the Bet Rivers 200. Pat Patterson, they're easing their way in front of you now.
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, we're watching that Ford Dark Horse Mustang pace car bring them around underneath the bridge now, entering into turn number 3. Carson Quapel on the outside of row number 1, going back and forth and getting those tires good and cleaned off. Ryan Truex, the guy that won last year, has got an opportunity to win. You got Sheldon Creed. He's never won before in the series. And Sam Mayer, who knows how to get it done. Let's settle it up right now.
Carson Quapel is the control car on the restart. Down on his inside, it's Ryan Truex. Green flag is in the air. Quapel gets a great start as he gets a big shove from Sam Mayer, but they stay side by side as they roll into turn 1. Quapel on the outside. It's a dead heat with Truex into 2.
Ryan Truex will not let go of that front row. He holds on tight. Quapel to the outside. Truex to the bottom. Drives it in so deep. Now he's got the lead off 4.
He pushes Quapel up the racetrack. Truex takes the white flag.
Crash behind him. It's going to be Justin Allgaier, and it's going to bring out the yellow flag, and that will effectively end the race. And for the second year in a row, Ryan Truex comes to his home track, and he'll leave with a Monster of the Miles trophy.
Doug, he took the lead just 2 laps from the end, and he had to get the lead for the first time today in overtime. But Ryan Truex, man, he flew around the racetrack to get back to the start-finish line. Man, he was taking nothing for granted.
So the checkered flag is out now, and for Ryan Truex, Mark, we talked about the fact he hasn't been near the lead. You said he hasn't even sniffed the front of this. He made a really aggressive move on the backstretch, got under Quapel. Allgaier crashes behind him, and that's all she wrote.
Doug, when they went down to turn 3, and Pat, you can talk about this as well. He just simply took Carson Quapel way up the racetrack. Quapel had only 2 choices, wreck or back out of the gas and accept the second spot.
So that's the way it winds up today. Kind of a wicked finish here for a race that was kind of strange all day long. And Ryan Truex, he has 2 wins, both of them right here, both of them for this number 20 Joe Gibbs team. Well-deserved burnout here along the front stretch. And Quapel has a lot to be proud of, Mark. He comes home in 3rd. Sheldon Creed also got around him there at the end. But you saw Allgaier crash, and by that time, the race leader was already past the start-finish line, and it was game over.
Absolutely, and now doing a major league burnout on the Monster Mile finish line is Ryan Truex. And, Doug, again, testimony to the fact you can never give up. Ryan Truex ran top 10 most of the day, doggedly just kept pursuing each spot. They didn't come easy. Somehow he was worked his way to the front because of pit strategy and what Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer did at the end. The door opened up. He took advantage of it.
He gets a big reception here. Folks know that he's local and this is his home track, and we were just told in our ear, $100,000, congratulations to Anthony Alfredo.
Oh, don't you like that?
Well, for hanging out.
Yeah.
He wasn't really a factor all day long, yeah, but he finishes ninth as everybody else has problems, and he inherits $100,000. How about that?
And that's a team, Doug, that could really use the $100,000. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Anthony Alfredo coming home as the Dash for Cash winner here at Dover. He getting his helmet off. That's how fast we got to him. You know what just happened. $100,000 Dash for Cash winner. Congratulations. How do you feel, Anthony?
It's unbelievable. I mean, first off, all the glory to God and my Lord Savior Jesus Christ. He's blessed us beyond measures this year, and this is huge. I mean, I don't, you know, it's big. Obviously, the 39s, a smaller team, they got the Dash for Cash this week or last week, and we got it this week. So, big time for the underdogs. I mean, they have a technical alliance. We do not. We don't have any support from big organizations. We don't have sim. We don't have engineers running setups through the computer. We don't have you name it. I mean, we just come out here and keep fighting every week. And even when we don't have the best car or aren't as fast as Xfinity Internet, which you need to be to win these things, we just never give up and put ourselves in position late in the race and execute. So that's what we did today. We got a top 10 too. So, I mean, that in itself is a great day. But the fact that we're carrying a big check home is freaking awesome. Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Anthony Alfredo, our Dash for Cash $100,000 winner. Brett McMillan?
Here with Sheldon Creed, and I tell you, you were up front there towards the end. This is just a wild way and to finish this thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, chaotic there. Got a caution for rain with, I don't know how many laps, 30 or 40 left. We kind of split it. Half of us pitted, half of us didn't. We decided to pit, and then people were, like, diving off because they were running out of fuel, and that just helped us. And, yeah, I got to restart on the front row there with 10 to go and got the lead. And then, yeah, the 21 and I just racing really hard there and just couldn't quite get rid of him. Every time I would get clear, he could just pack air and get me loose. And, yeah, just good racing for the lead, honestly. And, yeah, just appreciate everyone at Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing. Friends of Jacqueline. It's fun when you can run up front all day like that.
You can feel he's getting close to that first win, Wendy Venturini.
Sam Mayer comes home fourth here at Dover. Big smile, so I take it third that you are happy with that.
Yeah, 100%. I can't believe we got there. I'm super proud of everyone on this NASCAR Refuel Chevrolet team. This one car, we struggled today for sure, but we kept our head in the game, and with all the craziness at the end, we definitely didn't have a car as fast as Xfinity Internet. We were a little bit short of that, but we kept our heads in the game and we're there at the end.
All right, thanks. That's Sam Mayer coming home fourth. Brett McMillan.
Well, here with Carson Quaffle. Man alive, I thought you were going to pull that thing out the way you finished. You were driving like a veteran there late in the race. How exciting was that to be up front?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, this team, they deserve to be up front. They bring really good cars to the racetrack week in and week out. So running up front for those guys probably isn't too surprising. But for me, just starting in this Xfinity Series, it's a pretty big deal. And I was pretty nervous out there. But I don't know. I feel like in that last restart, I just really wasn't sure what to do, honestly. I felt like we had a car that was better on the bottom every run. And really wasn't sure about the top. But just seemed like the top was so dominant, so I felt like we had to go up there. But just can't thank all these Junior Motorsports guys enough for this opportunity, and it's really feels really good to be close to winning a race there.
How excited does it get you for your next opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited now. We ran good at Martinsville, finished fourth there, and had a shot at the win here, finished second. So, I mean, I'm excited for the next race I go to, and just see if we can go one spot better.
That's Carson Quaffle. Let's go to Victory Lane. Brad Gilley.
For the second year in a row, Ryan Truex celebrating in Victory Lane. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that not only had to come to the end, it had to go a little bit further than that. But, my gosh, how good does it feel to win here again at Dover?
That was not as easy as last year. Halfway through the race, I was like, God, I just feel like crap. Like I'm running 10th or whatever. And after dominating last year, I just kind of felt embarrassed. Like I just felt like I wasn't doing my job good enough. And the last pit stop, I absolutely butchered it, slid through the box. We just had really good restarts at the end, picked the right lane. Our GR Supra was as fast as Xfinity Internet that whole last bunch of runs. I felt like I could go for three laps, and that's when I started to get loose. So that was perfect for me. I just kept making spots up.
yeah, just I've never won a race like that where I wasn't very good and just stole one, so this feels really good.
What was the last restart like, and did you see in your rearview mirror that they started wrecking behind you when you took the white?
No, I didn't. I was focused on just not overdriving it, not letting the 88 get to me, because I knew if he did, he'd try to get to my left rear and get me loose because he knew I was loose. We were around each other a lot today, so the big thing for me was just get away. And he hung on my door 1 and 2. He did what he was supposed to do, got me loose, and I just honestly, I just drove it, and I was like, if I spin out, whatever. We made it this far. But, yeah, very proud of this, and thanks to the team for sticking with me after not making the best moves today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For the second year in a row, Ryan Truex puts his Toyota GR Supra in victory lane here at the Monster Mile.
Great job by Brad Gilley down there in Progressive Victory Lane. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance, home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects all of them. Learn more about bundling at Progressive.com. Congratulations to Ryan Truex.
Tell you what, last year he dominates, leads 124 laps. This year he leads 2. The result was the same, a trip to victory lane. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Cole Custer comes home 5th here at Dover, one of the fastest cars. What do you think was the biggest factor in how this ended today?
Just the rain, you know, and just having to make that pit call, you know. I mean, that's just such a hard decision to make. And I think hindsight, we probably would have pitted, you know. But it's so tough. I mean, it's raining here. And it's like, do you stay out or do you pit? And it does show a lot of promise for our team, though. I feel like, I mean, we had the dominant car, I feel like, today for most of the day. And just when we get things clicking, I think we're hard to beat. So definitely very proud of our team, and just got to keep bringing fast Haas and Nation Ford Mustangs to the track, and we'll get one here. But it was heartbreaking, you know. I mean, I think that was our first car this year that was deserved to win, I would say, and, you know, just weren't able to have it play out right.
All right, thanks. That's Cole Custer, comes home 5th here at Dover with a very fast race car.
Thank you, Wendy. Let's give you the full field rundown today from the Bet Rivers 200. It was a fun race to watch. High entertainment factor here. We had 10 cautions for 60 laps. Ryan Truex Jr. wins. Sheldon Creed takes second. Carson Quapel, in just his second Xfinity start, finishes 3rd. Sam Mayer was 4th. Cole Custer, 5th. 6th to A.J. Allmendinger. Chandler Smith was 7th. Kyle Weatherman, 8th. Anthony Alfredo finished 9th. More importantly, he wins the Xfinity $100,000 Dash for Cash prize. Parker Retzlaff, after leading a few laps today, finished 10th.
Then it was his teammate Jeb Burton finishing 11th. 12th, Parker Kligerman. Ryan Ellis, 13th. 14th was Jeremy Clements with Austin Hill winding up 15th. 16th was Riley Herbst. 17th, Justin Allgaier. 18th, Shane Van Gisbergen. 19th was Brandon Jones. Last car on the lead lap in 20th, Daniel Dye.
Coming home in 21st today was Leland Honeyman Jr. Brendan Poole was 22nd. 23rd was to Caden Honeycutt. Jesse Love, 24th. 25th goes to Josh Williams. David Starr, 26th. Kyle Sieg, 27th. Patrick Emmerling, 28th. Dawson Cram, 29th. And Garrett Smithley finished 30th.
31st was Haley Deegan. Matt DiBenedetto winds up 32nd. Sammy Smith, 33rd. Taylor Gray, 34th. Then it was Corey Heim, 35th. 36th, Blaine Perkins. Ryan Sieg, 37th. First car out today, finishing 38th, J.J. Yilley.
That's your full field lineup today here from the Bet Rivers 200. A lot of fun bringing it to you. Want to thank our entire team today. Pit reporters Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan. In the turns, Pat Patterson. Engineers, as always, led by Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Ben Blevins. Our director up here in the booth was Laura Beth Barnhart. Performance Racing Network's general manager is Jerry Horn. He is ably supported by Alexis Erickson, Jim Fickinger, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. And our head of production is Kent Bernhardt. I'm Doug Rice, joined by Mark Garrow in the booth. That whole crew will get back together again tomorrow as we bring you more excitement here from Dover Motor Speedway. As at 1 o'clock, we're on the air for the Worth 400.
Bet Rivers 200 from Dover Motor Speedway was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Lust in McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack good stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff. Like that sweet little kiss she lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive. The way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Good stuff.
Tyler Hubbard was a number one for him out of his debut solo album. That is 5 foot nine. His brand new album available right now. You can find out more on his socials and, of course, on our Facebook at RC's Social Saloon. And have you been over to our Instagram? We are blowing up, and I don't know that I've ever had anything go viral, but this thing is on track to become the most viral thing I have ever put online. And I want to thank my love for country music, and more importantly, I want to thank one of my all-time favorites, the guy who I wanted to be when I was a child, the guy that I emulated, my hero growing up, my musical hero, Randy Travis. It is a short clip of Randy Travis from the 1987 CMA Awards of him singing Forever and Ever Amen. Has been viewed almost 500,000 times, and people are commenting it by the hundreds every day. You can find us on Instagram at RC Social Saloon and take a look at that video yourself. Full hour of country on the way. Pam Tillis, Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown, and Cole Swindell.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Real country, real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going I've been down to my last match, felt 100 different demons breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might.
If I tried, you couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. Might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yell, 'cause what the hell about the weather, if we talk at all, if your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask and I don't show it. We don't yell, 'cause what the hell different. Enough to even hate. We could take.
We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore. No, we don't.
No, we don't even.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know. To drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I'll even plenty of time shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind, I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Been sitting here tipping back crown straight, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way. No time to waste, 'cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move, 'cause somebody else will. If I don't walk up